Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we will hear from Humboldt Wildcats head volleyball coach Ashlyn Clark and Humboldt head football coach Derek Hellman. Our first guest is Ashlyn Clark, who saw her team bounce back after consecutive losses with a win over Iowa Falls Alden 3-0 Thursday night. The Wildcats are currently 10-13 overall and 4-2 in the North Central Conference with one match remaining in conference play. I caught up with Clark after the match for her thoughts on the victory and the tournament in Mason City today.
Yes, it's really nice to be able to see that the girls be able to come out and play and not hang their heads on those two losses and just come out and compete.
What did you see here from your team this evening? I know you're trying these different lineups, trying to see what personnel groups work here as you get prepared for a couple of weeks from now, the postseason.
Yep. Just to see how, what works and how well the girls play together and just the gelling on the court. And tonight, you know, we really saw that. The girls played really well. We played composed and not sporadic, and sometimes we do see that. So it's nice for the girls to be able to put all that together.
Coach, there were a couple of instances there where IFA would get on a little bit of a roll there. What were you seeing from your team trying to close things out?
Put the pieces together. A lot of them have not played right next to each other, so sometimes they're used to other people being able to get the ball, but they just to be aggressive and just to know if that ball's in your surrounding area, you go get it.
Now being 4-2 in NCC play going into what would be the final match next week against Algona, how would you rate how your team's looking right now here as you get ready for tournament this weekend at Mason City and then the final week of the regular season?
Really positive and really strong, and finally being able to see all the pieces be able to come together is really nice to be able to see to go into this weekend and then next week and just shining up all of our tools before we go to postseason.
In that Mason City tournament, what are you looking from this team here this weekend?
Just to compete. I feel like that's every single tournament, because when we usually go to all of our tournaments, they're stacked pretty well with competition. So just to be able to compete every single game and to show us and put a name on our backs.
To have that opportunity to finish up against Algona, what are you looking for that match next time we're going to be with you?
They always compete every single time that we play them. It does not matter what level, what grade or what sport, we always have that just competition threat with them every single time. So it's going to be fun to have them at home and to be able to play them instead of going there.
Coach, final thoughts from win here against IFA?
Yeah, we just played really composed, and that's really good to see, and just that gelling factor that's finally being set, put in stone, and I'm excited to see how the rest of the season pans out.
Coach, appreciate you joining us. Congratulations on the win, and best of luck this weekend at Mason City.
Thank you.
That was Humboldt head volleyball coach Ashlyn Clark. Our next guest is Humboldt head football coach Derek Hellman. The Humboldt football team fell in the 107th meeting of the Battle of Highway 169 to the Algona Bulldogs 34-17 Friday night. The game marked the first time a traveling trophy was presented to the winner and also marked the first win for Algona against Humboldt since 2019. The Wildcats currently sit at 4-3 overall and 2-1 in district play. I caught up with Elvin after the loss.
They played really, really well. They made big plays at times, and we had some opportunities, definitely. I felt like we were close. Just couldn't capitalize at times when we needed to, and you know, forced into fourth and longs and things like that. And they possessed the ball a long time. Definitely had a good game plan coming in. You know, credit to them. They played hard. You know, I love our kids, though. They did everything that they could, you know, and we had that loss in Grant Dielman on both sides of the ball, which was definitely tough for us. You know, I'm proud of our kids that stepped up and played in his place, you know. But when you got to take a guy who's a two-way starter, that's tough, definitely. I mean, I think that when we look back at the film, we're going to see some really good things that we did that we can build off of, though.
Is there anything you can tell us about Dielman, how he is after the game here?
Just concussion protocol, you know, and that's just day by day now.
Towards the end of that first half, some momentum there. You were able to get on the board, get that touchdown, and then come up with a big defensive stop.
Yeah.
What was the message to the team in the locker room where you were able to then get that touchdown?
Keep doing what we were doing, you know. At that time, you know, it was a close game. That stop was huge. You know, our kids came up big time there, and then, you know, forced them to rush into a field goal, which they had a flag on and missed anyway. So going into the shed at halftime, you know, I thought we had some momentum built up. The message was definitely keep doing what we're doing. Trust it, it's going to happen.
Mason Manpel with a couple of big nights now, back-to-back games on the offensive side of the ball, but also was big on the defensive side of the ball. What did you see about his play this evening?
I mean, just exactly what you said. He had some big plays on both sides of the ball. You can put the words in my mouth.
Oh, yeah, I did.
But no, he did. He stepped up big time, and we knew that there'd be some openings there for Mason, and he definitely, when his number was called, he did a great job.
Cohen Madsen tonight, his throws looked pretty much on the money majority of the night. Him as a quarterback, his progression to come into a game like this and play the way he did.
Yeah, he had a really good game. It's gonna be great to see talk to him about, you know, some of the throws that he made and a couple of them that he missed a little bit, you know, but that's how you get better. You look at the ones that maybe made a mistake on, and he definitely, you know, had a great night.
A game like this, what's the message to the team in the locker room after a loss here against Algona?
Learn, love each other, play for each other, learn together, grow together, and you know, you got to put things behind you. You know, you've heard me say it, put the, you know, the windshield's bigger than the rear view. Get it behind you and get better and get ready for Monday, you know, because we'll watch film and we'll prepare for Clear Lake, and that's all we can do at this point. We can't dwell on the Algona game. They did a great job. Like I said, they had a good game plan and they beat us. We got to learn and grow and get better because of it. Our kids will do that. They'll bounce back. We got great kids, and the way we played, we played really hard, and that's you know, a testament to the kind of kids that we have and the buy-in to the program, I think, more than anything else. And so I wouldn't trade a one of them. I love these guys.
What's your final thoughts about the matchup here against Algona, but then looking ahead to next week against Clear Lake at home?
Yeah, you know, and that's just another big conference rival. You know, we finish with three big games like this between Algona, Clear Lake, and Webster. So another opportunity to see a team that's really similar to us offensively, you know, and just like Algona, I mean, all three of us are very similar to each other and run a lot of the same, run a lot of the same offensive plays. And so, you know, just get in, watch film, get ready for that week because that's going to be a fun one.
Again, tough loss tonight, but I want to wish you best of luck coming up against Clear Lake for senior night.
Thanks. Yeah, get out and support these seniors. They're a great group of kids. I love the heck out of them, and I'm so happy for the way that they've progressed and led this program this year. So get out and support those kids.
Appreciate it again, Coach, and we'll see you next week back home at Mason Mock Field.
Yep, thanks for all you and Coach Wickett do. Go Cats.
That was Humboldt head football coach Derek Hellman. With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.